Welcome to Stars in Our Eyes, a look back at this year's Beats Southeast Sports Star of the Month winners of 2019. With their yearly winners set to be crowned this week, it seems only fitting to look back over those who represented the Southeast with pride in the last year and have been seen in our eyes as the Beats Sports Stars of the Month. January's winners, Loretto College, secured their first ever Leinster College's Senior A Camogie title in the month, beating Loretto Kilkenny 4-9 to 1-9 in the final, as Captain Ciara O'Connor explains.
Sure, throughout the match, like, we knew coming up to it that Loretto Kilkenny would be good side. Like, 2 years ago we lost to them in the final in out in Blackwater, so like, we knew about them and we knew it was going to be tough, so we just got stuck in from the start.
From first year onwards, most of the girls on the panel have played on this team and fought together each match, and we've just grown as a team for the last 6 years. And like, it was hard to get over the line because we went in behind at half time and then we came out fighting then in the second half and really called the title ours.
February's award, meanwhile, went to Dylan Moran. The Kilmacthomas native brought his professional record to 9-0 after overcoming Oscar Amidal at the Ork Hall.
In terms of me and my dad, you know, I walked into the garden the other day and I just turned my eye and there's the garden shed that we started training in, and I was like, wow, it's crazy. You know, we had big ideas back then and we just stuck with it. You know, the two of us, it's a love-hate relationship. You know, it didn't come easy, but we stuck at it. We kept working hard, and here we are. We're in an amazing position. Hard work pays off.
Talking about that, about like commitment and hard work, it's like a lot of people see, like, right, you're going into the ring, you're seeing this now, but there's so much hard work behind it. Like, even you were saying, you're in Cork yesterday. Like.
Yeah, you know, people don't see what goes on behind the scenes. That's why I suppose anybody involved in boxing, I have the utmost respect for. You know, it's weeks of hard work, endless work, you know, and that's what goes on. And people just come to the shows and hopefully you win and they see the success and it'll be a great weekend and all. But then it's back to the drawing board, you know. Strict regime, a lot of discipline, you know, a lot goes into it. And just for that one little moment of glory, you know what I mean? But it's always worth it.
Ballyhale Shamrock took March's award, meanwhile, after winning their seventh All-Ireland club title, beating Galway's St. Thomas's, an incredible achievement for such a small parish, as coach Henry Shefflin explained.
Yeah, well, I suppose Ballyhale is a very small place, Kevin, so there's probably not much else we talk about up there. So it is, but I suppose the championship, local championship, started last weekend. We got off the bad start, Clara better, so I suppose it's focused on the mind a little bit. But no, I must say, the atmosphere around the parish and around the community has been very good, since St. Patrick's Day. It is a thoroughly enjoyable win, and we are basking in it a little bit, probably, which is good. Yeah, I think the same feeling, you know, directly after the whistle blows, that same inner feeling that's very hard to describe in words is still the same. But there is great satisfaction in just seeing, I suppose it's been a long journey, Kevin. We're accepting this award now this March, but our journey started January previous, so it's been a long, long road for the lads, and it's great to see, you know, when you know there's potential there, to go out and see them delivering on the big day is very satisfying, and I think that's one of the main feelings for myself on the day.
Tomorrow it's the turn of Shane Long, Amy Lee Murphy-Crowe, and both Wexford senior and minor hurling teams, winners of our awards for April, May and June respectively.